We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back into the Nick Kale Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hour number two here on a Saturday as we take you up until 6 o'clock this evening. Hopefully all of you having a great start to your Saturday. We'll get back to some college football and some Braves later in the show, but a good chunk of Falcons here for the next 35 minutes or so. As we begin hour number two, we welcome in Andrew Brandt, Monday Morning Quarterback, also the host of the Business of Sports podcast, and a former executive in the NFL with the Green Bay Packers. He joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Andrew, I appreciate a couple of minutes. How are you today, sir?
Hey, Nick. Good to be with you, as always.
Great to have you in. So take us through the process right now for Arthur Blank, what he's going through with sweeping changes, the GM, the head coach, both out. What is the protocol on contacting prospective GMs and coaches, and how do you balance the fine line between due diligence and, I guess, tampering?
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, I've only gone through it after the season, and then it's a little more structured in terms of sending the notes to people that are under contract, asking for interviews, going through your colleagues. The NFL is a big brotherhood, and while you compete on Sundays and Mondays, you always want to keep good relations because you never know you're going to need your partners as much as they need you. So in this situation, obviously, we're in the middle of the season, so, you know, whatever contact is going to have to be clearly vetted from anyone that's involved in the team organization. If you're talking about, you know, after the season, the rules get a little different. But I think it's a lot of due diligence, as you said, right now, in terms of who's going to be the right fit for that organization, whether it's college, whether it's pro, whether it's former pro, whether it's someone out of the game, in the game. I think they should do a wide swath, which I'm sure they are.
You know, you look at when you make a change, I mean, it's different than with Houston because Bill O'Brien was the head coach and the GM, one guy, two roles. You know, you look at the general manager and the head coaching search. Should one take precedence over the other, or is it just a matter of finding the two best guys for each spot?
Well, first of all, I've been very vocal about the Bill O'Brien structure. I think it's really destined to fail because, as I've said, coaches are very immediate. They're concerned about the here and now, and they're concerned about motivating, inspiring. They need the trust of players. GMs have to be detached, have to be looking forward, always kind of prefer draft picks than veterans. And this is something where you're going to have a clash. So Bill O'Brien in Houston was destined to fail, and the only one that having done it well is Bill Belichick, who's got that unemotional view about life to begin with. But I think there, you know, I think like we just had, and unfortunately those guys got moved out, but a GM and a head coach that are simpatico, that are on the same page, that agree with the style, you know, in Green Bay where I was, every coach we brought in, we're like, you understand we don't play in free agency very much, if at all, and mm-hmm. we draft and develop here. Are you good with that? Because that's the way things go here. So that's the kind of discussions that need to happen.
Andrew Brandt joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So Lewis Riddick is my guy. I mean, Philadelphia guy. I loved what he did 7-8 years ago when he was involved in the player personnel department. We get it, Monday Night Football, cushy gig. Does that guy make sense for a GM role, or is that just rumor, speculation, and people fawning over him on Twitter?
Oh, sure. I mean, I know Lewis well, worked with him when I consulted for the Eagles and know him from ESPN. That's a good name. You know, I'm sure they're going to roll through a ton of names there. And, you know, what happens with the TV guys is they get more exposure, so people know them more. So I think people are going to be rooting for them. But that's definitely a good choice if it comes up with him. But I just think they have so much time right now. I don't know if they're trying to sort of rush someone in mid-season or they're really talking about this being a postseason hire.
I've always been fascinated by the whole concept of coaching trees, whether we look at a guy like Andy Reid or Bill Belichick, even going back to Green Bay with Mike Holmgren, and so many different guys come off of these trees, and they either have a ton of success or some guys end up failing as a head coach. Do we, as fans and media members, put too much stock into one guy's coaching tree?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when people are looking for coaches, it's just like any job, right? You look for recognizable, check-the-box kind of things. Oh, this guy was with Reed. This guy was with Belichick. This guy was with Shanahan and Sean Payton or Sean McVay, because that gives you name. You know, it's like if you're looking at any resume, think about your listeners thinking about their job interviews. You want brand names out there, because people will say, oh, I get that, and familiarity breeds acceptance. So those are acceptable names. You know, that, and I think Dan Quinn came off that, whatever, that tree. So one of those trees. So I think that's important, but it's always finding the right fit for you as a as an owner and your GM. And I think it's good. I mean, my back to that question, I think it's good they're going to bring in together, because I see, like in the New York Jets situation, they're getting rid of Le'Veon Bell. That was brought in by the old GM. The new GM doesn't like him. The coach never bought in. It was all the old GM. Mm-hmm. You know, you try to lose those kind of conversations.
You know, it's funny. I think nowadays we're all enamored with offense. And we, when we look at different coaches, you know, you bring up the Cowboys, for example, they went with Mike McCarthy, but people were saying, oh, Lincoln Riley should be the guy. Look at the points they put up. Look what Cliff Kingsbury's doing with Kyler Murray. Is it fool's gold, or is it maybe like a tunnel vision approach to say, I got to have an offensive guy? Can you still win with a defensive guy not named Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, offense sells, and offenses are doing well this year, and points are going up, and I think so. I mean, you know, it's either one or the other. You have offensive coaches that leave a lot of autonomy to the defensive coordinator. You know, I'm in Philadelphia. Doug Peterson never even goes into the defensive coaches, defensive meetings. And then you, if you have a defensive coach, you leave a lot to your offensive coordinator and their group. So, you know, it's one way or the other. You bring someone from one background or the other, and you've got to give a lot of autonomy to someone else who's kind of a co-head coach.
Andrew Brandt, Monday Morning Quarterback with us, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the radio.com app. So let me get to Matt Ryan, because Arthur Blank had an interesting comment this week. While he certainly loves and appreciates and respects and adores Matt Ryan, he didn't make it sound like Matt Ryan will be a Falcon for life. And I know in Green Bay we've seen twice now over the last 15 years where incumbent quarterback is in place, Hall of Fame bound, and they draft his successor. How does that play out in Atlanta with Matt Ryan and potentially looking at a quarterback in the draft, perhaps a Justin Fields?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't done there what they we did in Green Bay twice, which is draft the successor while the star was there. You don't want to be too late on that. So it was an interesting comment. I found it interesting for the reason that it kind of he kind of left it up. Part of it was be up to the player. So I don't know if Matt Ryan's thinking about retiring, but these are always tricky. I dealt with it in Green Bay when we brought in Aaron and Brett was there, and you're trying to manage the superstar who's got to come into work every day with his future replacement. and to manage the young star who doesn't know when they're going to get a chance. And those are tough situations. I can see why things happen, why the Patriots traded Jimmy Garoppolo, why these things are not as easy as people think, because you're managing a lot of egos in that situation.
Final one for you, Andrew. You know, we talked about Matt Ryan, another guy that I just feel like, and I love Julio Jones. I mean, I'm personally an Alabama fan all my life, so I love the fact that Julio Jones is a Falcon. I'd hate to see him go, but I also realize that while he's still a really good player, he's getting up there in years. He's always got injuries he's dealing with, and the reality is wide receivers don't usually put a team over the top. So if this guy could get you whatever asset you're looking for in return, is this another thing where we can't get too loyal to certain players that have been around for a long time?
Yeah, but think about what you just said. If you know wide receivers don't get you over the top, then GMs know that too. So
true.
He's not going to fetch you what people may think he'll fetch you in a trade. So these are all things you got to think about. You know, now and then you'll get an Odell Beckham that'll get you a one. But, you know, Odell Beckham was young and seemed to have a lot more shelf life than even Julio. So it all comes down to compensation, right? I mean, of course, everyone thinks about trading everyone if you can get great value back. So that's something to think about. But listen, I don't know the answer to what happened there. You've got great talent. You've got a really, seems like a great defensive coach and a good man. You've got an innovative GM who was a friend of mine, is a friend of mine, because we share, you know, a lot of interest in health and fitness. And somehow, some way, it didn't work. I can't put my finger on it. But at some point, you're going to figure out, we're going to figure out, Arthur Blank's going to figure out, if it was coaching and management or players. As much as these guys are highly touted and first-round picks, maybe it's just not there for these guys.
Andrew Brandt, the Monday Morning Quarterback, SI.com. Always a pleasure. One of the smartest guys you can ever talk to. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick.
You got it. Check out his Business of Sports podcast as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.